10 minutes after 5 South African time. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad on this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning, the day of Yomul Jumu'ah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This Mubarak, honorable, blessed day of Jumu'ah Friday, the 12th of Safar 1444, we focus on Suratul Hajj, chapter 22 and verses 45-46. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us, فَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ, and how many towns, how many cities, how many countries did we decimate, annihilate, أَهَلَكْنَاهَا. So when we study history, when we travel and we see how many palaces there were, how many kings and queens there were, how many civilizations there were, but they all are there in the ruins and decimated, annihilated, and thrown to the scraps of history. We destroyed it. We destroyed the people, decimated them. Why? Because they were the zalims, they were the oppressors, they were the dictators, they were the people guilty of committing kufr and shirk, blasphemy and polytheism, and they were not appreciating the ever-recurring bounties of Almighty Allah that were showering upon them. The wow there, wild. Wow, Haliya. So whilst they were Zalima, the Qariya, the people in that town, in that city, they were oppressive and dictators. فَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ أُرُوشِهَا. After the punishment and chastisement of Almighty Allah came, so you saw the town, it had fallen, عَلَىٰ أُرُوشِهَا, on the roofs. The roofs were on top, but after the punishment, then you would see all the roofs at the bottom, and all the castles and everything finished. That's what Allah is saying. وَبِئِرٍ مُعَطَّلَىٰ, and then you see the wells, all of them lying there. Then none of them are functional, all broken to pieces. وَقَصْرٍ مَشِيد, قَصَر, the palaces, مَشِيد, deserted. The tall, tall palaces, the Buckingham Palace, the Balmoral Palace, all of them, the time will come, all of them will be perished, all of them will be decimated, destroyed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And every palace, whether it's in Saudi Arabia or whether in Morocco or Bahrain or wherever else it might be, that is the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that He rises, makes the people go up and elevates them, and then when they make kufran, then they are ungrateful, Almighty Allah humiliates them, disgraces them. So see what Almighty Allah states, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, why don't they travel on the earth? فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا, then when they will see that what has happened, that these people remember Allah gave them hearts, but they would not use it to understand. So therefore remember that the Allah's punishment came. Oh, أَذَانُوا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا, Allah Ta'ala blessed them with ears, but they would not listen to the divine message. The only thing they were interested in is power and money and influence. So see what Almighty Allah states. As I told you before, in the English language, the heart of the problem is the problem in the heart. The heart of the problem is the problem in the heart. See what Almighty Allah states. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ Is not their eyes and their vision are gone blind. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ But the hearts have become blind that are there within their chest. So that is there within their bosom. So remember that is what we see today in today's modern world. 7 billion plus people here on this earth, 6 billion plus gone astray. Why? Because spiritually blind, the heart has become dead. When the heart becomes dead, then the whole body also becomes dead. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, inna fil jasadi la mudgha, that in the body there is a piece of flesh, idha swalahat swalahal jasadu kullu, that when that piece of flesh is good, then the whole body will be good. إذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله and when that piece of flesh is corrupted, corroded, rusted, the whole body becomes corrupted, corroded and rusted. We see South Africa, other countries. Allah, behold, what indeed is that piece of flesh? وهي القلب, it is the heart. So each one of us should think about it, that are we cleansing our heart or are we filling it with more and more malice, hatred, and remember rancor and so forth. Chapter 59, verse number 10. Chapter 59, verse number 10. By heart it, O Muslim. Surah Hashr in the 28 Jews, 28 Supara, verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ O Allah, forgive us, O beloved Allah. And those brothers, sisters of ours who passed away with Iman. When they passed away without Iman, without Islam, we can't pray for them, it's haram. Surah 9, verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ You can't pray for them, you can't be there by their cemetery, you can't be there by the memorial service, all this haram. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا Ya Allah, O Allah, do not place in our hearts that malice, rancor and hatred. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا For the people of faith and iman. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ Indeed, O our sustainer, nourisher, provider, you are the one who are most compassionate, most merciful. So let us give you some news. I told you that the Western culture, the decadent, satanic culture, look at America, you can Google it, and look at America, New Jersey. We've been to all these places. I visited America twice. So in New Jersey, the one caught there, the judge, what he did, he said that brother and sister can get married, biological brother and biological sister. So imagine it was a long battle for years, and then the verdict was passed. Yes, go and get married. So is this not incest? Is this not being worse than animals? And you want to tell us that you are the leader of the world? So remember, Putin is putting America in its place in the proxy war. Remember that, which America is fighting and losing also, and NATO and all of them, and the apartheid regime of Israel. So that is the first thing you must know, that this is, they are worse than animals, these people, Quran says. Ulaika kal an'am, they are like animals. Nay, balhum adal, that they are worse than animals. The animal doesn't go to the same gender, but today's modern democracies, they go to their gender, same gender, and they call this human rights. Well, if that is human rights, then Allah's curse be on your human rights. Remember that your human rights is already devoid of your divine rights. So first look at divine rights and then you look at human rights. That is the way Islam will analyze it. So let's come to the queen. So the queen has died. She never died on a Friday. You Muslim, sometimes some of you, I don't understand. Where's your iman, first of all? She never even died on the Friday. Say, oh, the queen got the Friday. Jumma Maligyu. Since when she got the Friday? You don't know your times. So you must remember, if you've been to England, Scotland and all that, you can Google it. Last night, there at Balmoral and all these places in Scotland, 7:45 UK time, was sunset. She passed away 1-2 hours before that, Thursday afternoon, Thursday evening. So what you talk of Jumu'ah and all that? Even if she passed away on a Friday, remember the prerequisite for success in the year after is a person must pass away with Iman and Islam. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, authentic in Tirmidhi, man tawaffahu allahu yawm al-jumu'ah aw laylataha, whosoever, remember, passes away on a Friday during the day today, or the night of Friday last night, that is after Maghrib, after sunset, wherever that person is, then waqahu allahu min fitnatil qabr, Allah will protect that person from the fitna, trials, tribulations of the grave. So remember that as far as we go, she doesn't enter paradise. Kainan man kan. We have to be clear on these issues here. We got some crazy people here in South Africa. When non-Muslims die and the politicians, they say, oh, they're going to heaven and RIP. You lose your iman, you talk nonsense like that. So you must remember that Surah 9 verse 84 is very, very clear on these type of issues. We're not here to bootlick anybody. Remember that. No person, no organization, no party, no government, no king, no queen, no nothing. Let me tell you 3 stories about this queen and the royal family and so forth. Crime number 1 they committed, which we as Muslims, I'm speaking of true Muslims, I'm not speaking of the people who call themselves Muslim. We can never forgive you, Britain, for the crime you perpetrated. You took somebody else's land and you gave it to a third party. Who gave you the right to give Palestine to the Jutlas and the apartheid regime of Israel, the Zionists? That's an indelible stain upon you, the British government and so forth. So today I see, Charles, you are the king now and your wife is the queen. I wonder what's happening to Diana. She must be turning in her grave, you know. You were busy with her while you were married to Diana. You know all your tricks and skeletons and all that, Charles. So anyway, so that crime number 1 they committed. This queen committed a major crime, which we Muslims must never forget. The Muslims also like herd mentality, you know. They don't understand, majority of them, whether they're coming or going. So you must remember this, when Bush and Blair, B&B, committed war crimes against Iraq, based on a big fat lie, weapons of mass destruction against President Saddam Hussein, a shaheed, the martyr, rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He died a Sunni, he died and passed away a martyr. So you must remember that. So why didn't you, Queen, speak one word against the war crimes that your government, Her Majesty's government, that committed against murdering million people? We will remember you like Madeleine Albright. Madeleine Albright said that yes, it's worth it to kill 500,000 children there in Iraq. So that is what the American regime did. Now what you did, Queen, so you never spoke anything. So they told Charles, you king now, you stay out of political affairs. You see, Charles, my message to you is this. Your chamchas, your sidekicks and spies will tell you about it. We as Muslims, we demand reparations for Palestine. That you see the Jutla, when some Jutla is killed in Germany or wherever, they want reparations. You must pay us millions and millions. So when the Jutla is going to pay for the illegal occupation of Palestine, which is terrorism, therefore we call them for what they are, the Zionist terrorist apartheid Nazi regime. And they have to pay the Muslims and they have to pay the Palestinians. And and you British, return your mother's wealth, assets you must give to the Palestinians. Then we can say you're the king. Otherwise, you know, the king of England came here to South Africa to visit the Kruger Park. Even the animals didn't want to see him. Go read about it in 48. So the king of the jungle did not want to see the king of England. After 3 days, he had to go put his tail between his leg and run away. And last one, you must remember, I give you a story, an anecdote, true story. I met the person, Rajul Mu'minun, Haji Oka. He was a Maiman. He was a true Muslim, multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire, whatever you want to call him. So he won some prize as a businessman, the most successful businessman in his field. And I met him there in Scotland, in Dundee and these places. You know, you Tabligh brothers and Jamaat brothers, the land there in Dewsbury where the Merkez is, he donated it. He and Hafiz Patel, Rahimahullah, were very good friends. So Hafiz Patel told him that, you know what, this is your land, why you don't? He gave it wakaf, he gave it to them. So that is Haji Oka, Rahimahullah. So he won a prize. And they told him that you'll have to come there to the palace. But one condition, you'll have to bow down in front of this queen here who died yesterday, Thursday afternoon. He said, Queen, I'm not interested in you. I'm not interested in your gift and present. You keep it, I don't need it. I bow down only to Almighty Allah. That is true mu'min, you see. But today you get our Muslims and Arabs and all of them. The bootlickers. And then what can you say? That they close the masjids and now they want to open it for the kuffar. This is where we are today in South Africa. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un wa ilallahi al-mushtaka wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
Somebody says, Ustaz, that my question to you is, why are some of our leaders, Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, become disunited, Ustaz?
Remember, disunity was already there in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. If you don't know Quran, that is not my fault. Remember, in time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, weren't they the hypocrites? So you must remember, whole surah got revealed, chapter 63, 11 verses regarding the hypocrites and so forth. So Almighty Allah informed Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam, lo anfaqta ma fil ardi jami'a, you Ya Rasulallah Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you spend all the wealth in the world, all the gold, silver, minerals, whatever, jami'a, so ma fil ardi jami'a, ma allafta baina qulubi, then you could not have brought that unity in their hearts. Walakin Allah allafa bainahum, Allah brought the unity and the love within their hearts of the sahaba, the beloved students. But the hypocrites, they were on the other side. So go open Quran Sharif, chapter number 8, verse 63. So to think you're going to get unity nowadays and all that is a pipe dream. Come, I tell you another story of royal family. One is the satanic royal family of Britain, how much they stole from India. Do you know how much they stole? When we were in school, in primary school, they used to drum this in your head, that the British Empire, the sun does not set on the British Empire. Wherever they went to colonize, they would steal and plunder that land. Come, I tell you two stories, one in Palestine. All of you know Big Ben. You know Big Ben, the big clock there? I've been to UK 4 or 5 times. So you see Big Ben, that they stole from Palestine. That watch, that clock was in Hebron, Khalilur Rahman, where Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was. When the apartheid regime of Israel came into existence in 48, then these Jutlas and British and all that cut a deal, they moved it from there. And the Muslims, remember, it's their clock that. They said, no, we're going to repair it, it's not looking smart. And then they moved it to Jerusalem. From there, they stole it and put there in London. Who's fooling who in all this year? But we don't read, we don't know. This Murtad bin Shaitan, MBS, he goes to clean the Kaaba Musharrafa, Baytullah, and millions and thousands of people entered the Baytullah. I entered with Allah's help in 2011. Nobody put their loha and a board there that I entered and did this. But this Murtad bin Shaitan came and they put a board there, so Sudais and all of them were there, and that he gave ghusl to the Kaaba, Musharrafa, the Baytullah. These are the haramis. We got the Murtad bin Shaitan, and they are scholars for dollars with them.
I see I've got Sebastian. He says, please, AK, read this out to Barbara and Craig. The United States Supreme Court has ruled that a brother and sister can now get married to start.
Yes, I just started with that news, my brother. So remember who sent it?
Sebastian, Ustad.
Sebastian. Remember, Sebastian? I told you. I didn't know you were going to send in a message. That was my lead story. Before then, I came to the Queen story. I told you the satanic, decadent Western culture where incest also is legalized, where homosexuality also is legalized, and some Western countries, bestiality also. You can sleep with a donkey or a monkey also is permissible. So you must remember that is what they want to teach the world, where they targeting children already about piggy this, piggy that, and so forth. And now the piggy piglets and so forth, they are lesbian and they are homosexual. This is your Western culture, a satanic decadent culture. So a curse system, remember that. So therefore we divorce and detach ourselves from you and your Western culture.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that many people are mixing their cultures and traditions into Islam and making Islam difficult, like Mendonites permissible in Islam.
Ustad. Okay, you must remember when I visited Australia, so the people took me around. This is the Afghanistani masjid. This is the Arab masjid. This is the Turkish mosque. And this is, you must remember, that the Australian mosque and whatever. So I asked them, where's the masjid of the Muslims? So they all started looking at me. So in Brisbane, where they have a good sizable amount of South Africans there, I said, this masjid that you are building, and there I would give Jummah lecture and other lectures. So anyway, in Sydney also, we went there, visited the masajid and the mosque. Anyway, the point I want to make is this, that in Islam there is no such thing that this is the South African mosque and this is the Arab mosque and this is Pakistani mosque and Indian mosque and Chinese mosque. No. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. Every masjid belongs to Almighty Allah. It does not belong to the royal family. It does not belong to the trustees. It doesn't belong to anybody. Therefore, for a masjid, for a mosque, the first condition is it must be waqf. Waqf means that the sole owner must be Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and nobody else can be. Yes, you can have officials, you can have trustees, all that, but to oversee everything. But the ownership of everything, the land, the sand, the building, whatever else, all belongs to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then only will it be classified as a mosque. So you see today that is true, that people bring their own reward, their own rasm, their own custom tradition, and they introduce it as part of Islam, which is totally wrong. Chapter 72, verse numbers 18. Chapter 72, verse 18. The masajid and mosque belong solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala.
Ustad, I've got brother Adrian. He says, morning to you. AK, can your brother marry your wife after you die? What will the sons of your brother call the new mother? So is this allowed in Islam? Ustad Adrian.
Yen mansa dwert is ana mansa bruert. So you must remember that I am married, and now what happens? I pass away. So after that, there will be an iddat, a waiting period of 130 days. That from time of death, because marriage is sacrosanct, the institution of marriage will continue in the year after. Yea, in this world, people like Mona Arafat and myself, we perform and solemnize the nikah, the marriage ceremony, and other people, obviously, so Muslims. So the point will be that there in Jannah, in paradise, Almighty Allah, he solemnizes and he performs the nikah as enshrined explicitly in the noble Quran, chapter 44, verse 54, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. So when that waiting period of 130 days is finished, and now my brother's all passed away, so to true brothers, Allah give them, our parents, all of them, Jannatul Firdaus. So remember that if he wants to marry and she agrees, so then it's fine, there's no problem. And then what will my children call them? Same, Ammi, they'll call them Chacha, Kaka, Uncle. So that's what they are. They are not the biological father. So that is where we are, my brother. In Islam, it will be considered totally permissible that for him that to marry that his brother's wife, meaning after that brother has passed away and she completed the iddah and a waiting period of 130 days. And it happens so many a time. In our own family, it happens, these type of things. So yes, totally acceptable and permissible. There's no problem with that, my brother.
Let's go to Cape Town, Ustad. Somebody says that Muftisab people are giving so much money to Pakistan. I think enough is enough. People are becoming rich of this, Mufti AK. We have so many poor people in South Africa, Ustad.
Remember that Pakistan, one third or more of it was underwater. The population of Pakistan, remember, is 220 million. So remember, if you take one third of that, is more than 70 million. So more than our whole country put together. And majority of them, they are Muslims. So that's fine. We must help them. But the prerequisite and condition is you give your money or your clothing or whatever else you want to give, food stuff, that to reliable organizations. That is the problem. That today so many organizations are collecting, but they're pocketing the money. So therefore I told you openly, personally, I don't trust 80% of the organizations in South Africa. Certain percentage, definitely they pocket for themselves. So must remember that. We're going to Pakistan, we're going here and there. Who's paying for the ticket? Simple question. And then when they fly, some of them fly with business class. How you like that now? So remember, I saw this myself. I was in a plane. So we went business class with our money. And I found them in the plane. I asked them, where are you guys going? They said, we're going there. Who paid? Everybody looks down. So you must remember these type of things here. Therefore, we say these organizations, we mustn't give them a cent. Remember that. That is our verdict on this issue.
Somebody says, Mufti Saab, as much as you criticize the British, where would the Muslim world be without them? They improved the sanitary and transport systems in your beloved India and Pakistan. Not everything they did was bad, Ustad.
You must remember, I forget that one Hindu politician, analyst, he gave a wonderful, analyzed the whole situation of British in India. So there's a famous, not now, long time ago, that somebody sent it. He said the British in India. He said, you know what they did? That you must remember that the literacy rate, the one sentence I still remember, he said the literacy rate when the British came and they left was 13%. And they want to come and tell us they did so much for us. But what they looted and plundered and stole from Mother India, as they say, you know. So as they stole from India is millions and millions of dollars and pounds. So when you want to discuss something, my brother, it's like telling me the British did so much for South Africa. But at the same time, why you don't say how much the white men stole in South Africa as well? What the apartheid they brought about and so forth. So don't come and tell me about India and this type of things there. Only those people will praise. You must remember the British royal family and so forth who suffer from an inferiority complex. So because you don't know better and you don't know the facts.
Somebody says, Ustad, that Molana Arafat and Molana Salim Karim last night's show said that we should not send our daughters to varsities. I mean, my daughter, she's an air hostess. She's 26 years old.
It's totally haram for any Muslim lady, male also, to be air hostess and steward. So your daughter is serving wine and swine. Is that permissible, I'm asking you? She has to wear a certain type of uniform. Is that permissible? She has to smile. That is part of their job. Smile with every Tom, Dick and Harry. Is that permissible? From A to Z, everything is haram and her income is haram and to eat the food she gives you is haram. And universities, I was last week in a university, UJ, and maybe somebody recorded it. This was my farewell shot and advice to the ladies there, the students there. My talk was on three issues. Who are the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Today we got so many fitnas, the Shia fitna, the Qadiani fitna, Agahani fitna, so many. So, and they all kuffar out of the fold of Islam, and we're very clear on that issue. So we're not like the others who keep silent and so forth. We will speak about these issues. Second is, all of you need to get married as soon as possible. You need to lead a chaste life. I asked them how many of them married. The youngsters all said none of them. Third one, I said, see, you're going to study, you're going to graduate, whether you're a doctor, lawyer, engineer, whatever. So that's fine. But every day, you must make this intention from now that you're a doctor, you're an engineer, you are whatever. So lawyer, say one every day, one person, Muslim or non-Muslim, I will give them my service pro bono, free of charge, to become an asset to humanity and not just full of pockets. And to you, my sisters, I said that remember me, I'm against you being present here in varsity because you're compromising yourself. Either you give up your haya and your, we speak of majority, either you compromise your haya, your shame and modesty, or either you must remember you lose your virginity, the men also, and remember that, or either they exit Islam totally. So I'm in media, we know much more what's happening there compared to the ordinary Joe in the street. So how many letters and how many emails and WhatsApp we get, how people, their conscience cannot allow it, they speak about these things. Okay, we finish now. 8:30 to 9, inshallah, will be Mawlana Rafiq Muhammad with Mawlana Zahid Khan, both my students, mashallah. And thereafter, you must remember, will be 11:20, we will go to Makkah Mukarrama, and that is for the khutbah. Today is Sheikh Sudais. Maybe he will speak about the Queen. You know, we don't know. These chaps, we don't know which way they turn. So you must remember, I won't be surprised if he does that also, because from the Saudis, you can expect anything nowadays. So anyway, we will translate it and see what he has to say.
I've got one more question from Roger.
Quick.
Throughout the year, you guys worship the so-called Kaaba. It's just a brick wall. So why don't you worship the God that created it? Roger Ustad.
We only worship the God, my brother. You see, that's where you go wrong. We don't worship the Kaaba, my brother. We worship one God, one Allah. And go read the Quran, my brother Roger. Chapter 106, right in the ending. And verse 3. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Tomorrow meaning in future. That same cube, that same building will be demolished. We will face in that direction for the sake of unity, not for worshipping, my brother. We only worship one Allah, and we Muslims are the only people on this earth that have true monotheism. No one else in the world got that. So go read chapter 106 and verse 3, brother Roger. Right, Assalamu alaikum.